Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The data center company QTS continues eyeing property in Clinton for a $10 billion hyperscale data center campus. Iowa Public Radio's Eliza Billingham reports many residents want to put stricter standards in place first.
Clinton is trying to create a data center ordinance ahead of a formal proposal from QTS. When staff presented a draft to Clinton's Planning Commission, about 100 people showed up with restrictions they wanted to see included. They prepared specific requests for stronger language around details including water quality, noise pollution, and air quality. After listening to hours of comments, Commissioner David Brown immediately echoed one of the other main suggestions.
This is so much to absorb. Wouldn't it be better off to just table the meeting and discuss this next meeting?
The commission will reopen the public hearing at their next meeting in August. I'm Eliza Billingham, IPR News.
Over 300,000 Illinois residents are expected to lose SNAP food benefits because of new work requirements and red tape from last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. A new report says that could also impact access to free school meals. Paige Shoemaker-DeMio is with the Center for American Progress.
Students who are enrolled in SNAP and Medicaid, they can be directly certified for free school meals. Basically, a box is checked that says they are in SNAP. They automatically get free meals. They don't have to go through a household application process, which can have a lot of barriers.
She says if a student's family loses SNAP benefits, they would no longer be directly certified. Students can qualify for free meals in a few ways, including through the community eligibility provision. The Bettendorf Community School District plans to pay its former superintendent $700,000 as part of a settlement agreement. Michelle Morse stepped down this month after the school board voted to end her contract early. The Quad City Times reports her settlement includes over $100,000 for lost wages and more than $600,000 in unspecified damages and attorney fees. Morse and the district also agreed not to sue as part of the agreement. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche was only nominated for the role to benefit President Donald Trump. Blanche is Trump's former personal lawyer and testified yesterday before the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is weighing whether to confirm his nomination as the nation's top law enforcement official. Blanche faced questions about who won the 2020 presidential election and the Justice Department's handling of the Epstein files, among other things. Senator Durbin accused Blanche of not working for the American people.
In a time in history when we are witnessing the most corrupt presidency in the history of the United States, we need an attorney general who will stand up for what is right, stand up for honesty, and what do we have here? A fixer.
The Illinois Democrat also said Blanche is, quote, not loyal to the truth. In Iowa, a state task force aimed at combating Medicaid fraud held its first meeting in Des Moines on Wednesday. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports that Governor Kim Reynolds created the task force through an executive order earlier this month.
The group is supposed to help align the state with federal initiatives aimed at cracking down on alleged fraud in Medicaid. It's also supposed to promote ways to report fraud. The task force is made up of state officials and members of insurance companies that help run Iowa's Medicaid program. Attorney General Brenna Byrd is leading the task force.
Any provider that is committing fraud, we should be looking to make sure that isn't happening, and if it is happening, make sure that we hold them accountable.
Byrd says there's Medicaid fraud cases currently being prosecuted in the state, but didn't say whether it was a widespread problem. Reynolds created the task force as the state is projected to face a nearly $170 million Medicaid funding shortfall this budget year. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
The National Weather Service says Canadian wildfire smoke could result in unhealthy air quality for portions of northern Illinois today. An air quality alert remains in effect for Joe Davies and Stevenson counties in Illinois. WNIJ's Sam Nofsker has more.
Northern Illinois is currently under an Air Pollution Action Day alert for ground-level ozone. Air quality forecasts suggest that current levels may already be unhealthy for some sensitive groups. A joint press release from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency and the Illinois Department of Public Health indicates that negative impacts from the smoke could linger into Friday and this weekend. Residents are advised to regularly check the weather for daily air quality forecasts. I'm Sam Nofsker.
Oil supply turmoil in the Middle East continues showing up at Quad City area gas stations. AAA reports gas prices on the Iowa side of the metro area have jumped 12 cents since yesterday to $3.72 per gallon this morning. That's 37 cents higher than last week. The average price for a gallon of regular on the Illinois side of the Quad Cities is up to $4.11 this morning. That's 2 pennies higher than yesterday and 3 cents more than last week. And this is WVIK News.